I want to go to Shamika out of Philadelphia. Shamika, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Shamika.
How are you?
All is well. How are you doing?
I'm good.
No woman is good.
For you. That's true. I have a question.
Yes.
A question for you about my father.
Yes.
My mother never really talked ill of my father, never really said anything, pretty much praised him. But I found out as I got a little older, maybe about 8 or 9 years old, from my other siblings that he had raped one of my sisters. So he was a pedophile. He was driven from the home, and I haven't really seen him ever since. So I basically pretend that I just don't have one, a father.
Amazing.
He gains access, from what I've heard, he gains access through the church. He helps people with shelters and things like that. And my mom had little kids, and she didn't, I don't think she believed that that happened, but my sisters and my brother. So I had to choose between my siblings and my father, and I chose my siblings.
Mate, no wonder you're suffering. Is he your biological father?
Yes.
That's why you're suffering. That's why you're suffering. He's not their father?
No.
Amazing. That's why you're suffering. You made the wrong choice.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in anybody hurting children, so.
But you don't know that he did that. You just took somebody word at it.
I don't know. How do you?
I would go and ask my father. I would go and ask my father. Ask him.
He's disappeared.
Well, find him.
Truly.
Find him, but do not resent him. You cannot.
I've looked for him. It's not easy to find him.
Okay. For him, well, for now, until you find him, don't resent him. Don't believe anything you heard about your father. People lie. They do lie. And I don't know what the situation with your father and what the kids said. I wasn't there. Those are his stepchildren?
Yes.
Oh. He hadn't been to marry your mother anyway. But, and that's why he's suffering. He married the wrong woman. But I would hold judgment. I would not judge my father. I would hear what they have to say, let it go in one ear, out the other. But I wouldn't believe it or doubt it. Just let it go in one ear, out the other. You made the wrong decision. You judged your father based on what someone said. And as a result of judging him, you're being judged.
Well, I forgive him.
No, you don't. It's not true. If you had forgiven him, you wouldn't have this opinion of him based on what someone else said. How you know those kids didn't hate your father because he was their stepfather and they were jealous of the, you know, he stood between them and their mother, or he tried to correct them, or you just don't know what happened. You just can't take someone's word like that.
Okay.
That makes sense?
It does.
And you have taken some, and believe me, I've seen stepchildren destroy stepfathers because they were jealous of the relationship of the father and the mother. They wanted their own father. They wanted their own mother. They didn't want some other guy. And then if the stepfather dared to correct them, it just brought out more anger because they were jealous. And they would just say anything just to get rid of him. And once those things are said about the man can't prove it. How do you prove a lie? And you believed into it about your father, and they could just be hating your father.
That's true. I never questioned them. I was a young kid. I was eight years old when I found that out. Yeah.
That's horrible that they told you that at 8 years old. You couldn't handle that at eight.
Oh, yeah. That's shaping who I am today.
Yeah. They destroyed you, too. Because evil people don't love anyone. They don't love anyone. They don't love family members. They don't love their own children. They don't love brothers and sisters. They love no one. And the fact that your mother allowed that to happen to you is not a, she's not as nice as you think she is.
She tried to stop them.
She should not have tried. She should have stopped it. She should have said, don't judge your father. We don't know if this is true or not.
I didn't bring that up to her. When they would say it in front of her, she would try to stop them. But one-on-one, she loved him. She always praised him. She always...
Go and forgive your father. Forgive your father. And don't take a one-sided information about anyone. That's why God said, if you have an issue with someone, go to them. He didn't tell you to go to someone else. And if you want to have peace in your life, Shamika, you got to let that go and just have a wait-and-see attitude about it. If you, as long as you judge your father like this, based on what someone else said, you're never going to have peace. You can read the Bible, you can go to church, you can hoop and holler, you can send donations to my bond building fund, but you're not going to have peace until you forgive.
I agree. Thank you.
So just let that go, and it might be true and it might not, but you don't know. I don't know. Your father, you haven't asked your father, so leave it as a don't know. I'm sorry?
I said that's true. It's one-sided.
Yeah, why hadn't you? How old are you?
Now? I'm 44 years old now.
Why hadn't you thought about this before now? You know what? I don't know if that's true or not. Why am I judging, believing what they said about my father? It's not even their father. Maybe it's true. Why do you just leave it as a don't know space?
I believe that before I tried, once the internet was available, you try to look and find somebody, but I just, like I said, I decided at a young age like that that I chose my siblings, that it was between them and him, and he wasn't there.
Yeah, I understand.
So I chose them.
Yeah, you were too young. You couldn't help it. Now you're an adult. You have to take responsibility now. And you need to overcome that so you can have an amazing life. Your life would get better if you don't judge your father. And even if you should find out that it was true, you could see that it's evil, that it's wrong, but you still can't judge him because that'll come back on you as well. We're not God, and we don't have a right to hate anyone. And anger is hatred. Hatred is judging. Judging is playing God. And as long as you play God, you could always be mentally ill.
I agree. I think it's something that's so deep down that I don't get angry. You know, I just don't react to anything. I learned that really, really young to just not feel, to protect myself very, very young.
And see, that judgment that you have of your father, not even knowing if it's true or not, you're going to deal with all men like that. You would be suspicious of all men.
That's true, and that's how it has been.
Yeah. You can't. When you judge one, you judge all. When you don't have love for one, you have love for none.
That's true. It was taught in my household that you can love men that were family members and things like that, but other than that, men were the enemy.
See there? And you don't even trust those men. You don't trust those men in your family either. You would, if you left them with your kids, you would be suspicious of them.
Have children.
If you had any. Thank God.
To not have kids.
Yeah. But you need to have a life. God sent his only begotten son so Shamika can have a life. He doesn't want you to live in misery like this. You're not free.
I do. God has blessed me. God has blessed me. I am married. Going on 15 years.
You're not blessed, though. You're not blessed until you return to the Father. You got to let the anger go. Then you start having white babies and all kind of babies.
I am not white. I am Latina.
Well, you have Mexican babies. I stayed up all night to get a Mexican.
Not Mexican. There's others. But I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I enjoy listening to you, and I agree with most of what you say.
Is there one thing you disagree with?
One thing that I disagree with that you?
Yeah, that you can think of right now.
Hey, what I can think of is that my mother didn't turn me away from my father. My siblings have.
That's what you think. Your mother's not as innocent as you think she is.
No, she's not innocent, but she could have been worse, I think, but she wasn't. She led by example. She didn't tell us too much. She did the best she could.
Of course.
They all do the best.
Most of them do the best they could, but the best ain't good enough. You got to forgive her. Shamika, do my silent prayer for a week and let me know what you think.
I will. And I'll call you back.
Yeah, silentprayer.video. Your mother's not this little innocent woman tiptoeing through the tulip. She did her best. It's all like she did her best. But she's not as innocent as you think she is.
Okay.
Do my silentprayer.video and let me know in a week. What today is a Tuesday? A week from today, what you think about it?
Will do. I enjoy your show and your staff.
Oh, thank you. I have the most amazing staff on this side of heaven.
Yes, you do. Take care of yourself, Jesse.
Good to talk to you, Shamika.
Good to talk to you.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Okay. Amazing. You can't judge people, folks. You can't judge the gays. You can't judge the drag queens. You can't judge these women who are having these abortions. You can't, and killing your children. You can't judge the women who are turning their boys into girls and girls into boys. You have to discern it, not judge it. And discerning it is righteous judgment. You're not accepting wrong. You just don't hate wrong because you become what you hate. You become attracted to what you hate. Just FYI, do what you want with that. It's up to you. Suffer!